How hard is it to build up that business to a point where you say, I'm going to take the leap and this is going to be my full-time career?
I think anybody that's started their own business knows exactly how tough it is. It really is the same animal when it comes down to it. You have to be good at what you do, obviously, but you really have to wear the business hat. You have to take it seriously. And the work is there. If you, like I said, if you take it seriously, you approach it like that, you can get the work.
It's marketing yourself. It's managing your business. It's managing a brand.
Absolutely. Nobody ever sits down at the piano or the guitar and says, I can't wait to do taxes. But, you know, if you're going to do it for a living, that's the simple fact of it.
How do you become that business person?
The way I kind of did it was to burn the ships behind me, you know, to just say to the day job, you know what, I'm good enough at this. I'm successful enough so far. I'm really going to do this, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. And then you find out where your strengths and weaknesses are in a hurry.
Putting that kind of pressure on yourself, I've got no net here. I have to really make this work.
It definitely provides an impetus, that's for sure. And it also changes the sort of work that you do. You know, if you're a person who just strictly does original music and you're out there to make your artistic statement, then you may not want to compromise yourself in the same kind of business ways. Me, I'm perfectly willing to go into a place, play Margaritaville 3 times a night if that's what the people want to hear. I do write my own stuff as well, and I have an interest in promoting that. But at the end of the day, if you're hired by a restaurant or a bar, then you're there as an amenity. You're there to serve the customers. It's just like any other job.
You've put together a TV show, Plymouth Spotlight.
That's right.
Highlighting local artists. What was the idea behind Plymouth Spotlight?
Oh, I'll be honest with you. It was completely self-serving. I live in Plymouth, and my local community access media was looking for content. And I went down there and said, you know, I'm a musician, and it would be fantastic if you guys had a show where I could put my music on there. And I've always felt that New Hampshire has this great music community just waiting to come together. And thanks to the internet, you can be almost anywhere now and make these things happen. You know, obviously, I start with people that I know, that I've seen personally, and I'm already starting to hear from people who I'm unfamiliar with their work, and I get to check out new stuff, learn about new music that's happening in other places in the state, and it's coming along nicely.
So tell me about some of the people that you've had on so far.
Well, let's see. We started the show with a song by Audrey Drake, who is a local singer, songwriter, musician. So we've got folk singers like that. I was able to feature the Super Secret Project recently. They did that Jay-Z.
Granite Perry. State of Mind, yeah.
Our upcoming episode is going to feature Thanks to Gravity.
And they were big players in the Seacoast scene in the 90s and got a national record contract.
They actually just got back together to play a show to spotlight a documentary that's being done about the Portsmouth music scene. So it's kind of nice to lend some light to that as well. You know, I had a brief kind of glimpse of that scene back when it was happening. I wasn't as much of the Portsmouth scene at the time. But, you know, not just feature contemporary bands in New Hampshire, but kind of tell a little bit about the history of the music in this state. I feel like it's kind of my personal mission to show the absolute diversity of the music scene in New Hampshire. I mean, because there is a little bit of everything. I got to feature a song by Otto Kinzel called I Want to Report a Murder. Pretty heavy stuff. And it was nice to be able to throw that in there and then show the Strawberry Farm Band doing an old, like, bluegrass traditional. It's music that at least influences or is influenced by this local area.